Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. This month, Pastor Reynolds has been speaking about the total depravity of man. Several of the texts used so far this month have been Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, and 1 Timothy 2, verse 14. If you have your Bible, please turn to Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, as we turn this over to Pastor Reynolds for the third message on the total depravity of man.
Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 states, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." This is a remarkable passage when you think about it. How did we ever get to be like this? How did we ever get to be an unclean thing? How did it get to be that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags? How is it that people die? How is it that there's so much sickness that comes upon us in this world? You think about how that people don't understand this, and yet the fall of man into sin is absolutely the truth. Sin came into the world willingly and freely. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29, which is our text for this entire series. The Bible said here, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." The way that God has made man was absolutely perfect. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and verse 31, that when God looked upon all of his creation, he said, "It is very good." God, the perfect one, did not say that we were simply good, but God said, "We are very good. There's no sin whatsoever." And yet, in the book of Isaiah 64 and verse 6, the Bible says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Why is there such a radical difference between Genesis 1, verse 31, when God said that everything was very good, and what Isaiah said in Isaiah 64 and verse 6? It's because of sin. Sin is what has separated us from God. In Isaiah 64 and verse 6, the Bible is here declaring the righteousnesses of men are completely, utterly, totally filthy in the eyes of Almighty God. The Bible, furthermore, declares to us in the book of Psalms 14 and verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible said here, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." And here is what God saw. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. This is what God said in the book of Psalms 14, verse 2 and verse 3. "Because men seek after what they want, not what God wants." Men might declare their righteousnesses before God, but these verses declare that God, and God is the one who is our Lord. This means that God is our master. He is the one that is over us. He is the one that we're going to answer to. There is a judgment seat of the saved, where all the saved will give an account to God for their entire lives. There's also the judgment of the lost, where all the lost will give an answer to God for why they have rejected Jesus Christ. You see, God is the final judge. Men today, they might declare their righteousness before God, but these verses declare that God looked through time to see if there were any that did understand, to see if there was anybody that was seeking God. And God said, I find none that's seeking me. Even saved people admit that this is so. Saved people are not good. We're simply redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're simply washed from our sins in Jesus Christ's own blood. In the book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible said, For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Every person that is saved will admit that this is so. That at one point, every saved person was at one time, they were foolish, that they were disobedient, that they were deceived, that they were at one point serving many lusts and pleasures, that they were hating one another. But it is God who has made all the difference in the world for us. This verse, along with other verses in the Bible, declares that we are just like the world. We are fully steeped in sin, and we love the way of death and destruction. But it is God that has made the difference in us. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 4 through 7, it is clearly indicated here that it is only after the love of God appeared to us that we understood the love of God toward us and how He has saved our filthy souls. We didn't do anything. It is Jesus Christ that has done it all for us. Salvation is completely, totally by Jesus Christ. It is not because we came to Him. It is because Jesus came to us. God came to Adam, did He not? It is the same exact way to us, that God has come to us just as God came to Adam and to his wife and confronted them with what they had done in the sight of Almighty God. And this is exactly what God does to us. God comes to us, and God appears to us even when we were hiding from Him, just like Adam was hiding from God amongst the trees of the garden, and we will hide amongst the creation of God, but God comes to us. I realize today that many people will blame Adam for their present miserable condition, but that's not really the truth. Each person is the cause of their own wicked and their own sinful position. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Isaiah 53 and verse 6. The Bible says here, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Understand what the Bible says here. All we like sheep have gone astray. And we have turned every one to his own way. We think that there's many ways. The Bible states in the book of Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29, which is our text, that God made man upright, but man had sought out many inventions, and certainly it is so. We have chosen our own way instead of God's way. This is why that we're in all of the calamity that we're in this world today. You see, every individual has turned away from God voluntarily. They were not forced to serve themselves. Instead, they have voluntarily, willingly turned from their own way. The fact is that we chose to sin against God because we enjoy that. We enjoy sin. We enjoy the sin that Satan gives to us. You know, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 12, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." The Bible declares mankind to be sinners through and through. The whole imagination, the whole purpose, the whole intent of mankind is corrupt. But some people I know will declare that Genesis 6 and verse 12 is speaking about pre-flood folks. But Titus chapter 3 and verse 3 confirms our position before Almighty God. Remember that Titus 3 and verse 3 states, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another." You know, the Bible is telling us, the Bible is declaring here that there is no difference between us that live today and the people that lived before the flood. No difference at all. Notice in the book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible said, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another." Do you understand? Do we understand that all saved people were exactly like this? If you are lost this morning, do you understand that this is the way that Almighty God looks upon you? Notice what the Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 9 through 18. Paul said in these verses that God declared that there is none righteous. In these verses, declare that there are none that are doing good. No, not even one person. The Bible declares that all mankind, whether they're Jew or Gentile, whether they're red, whether yellow, whether they're black, or whether they're white, all mankind are under sin. God says that none of His creatures seek after Him in themselves. The fall of mankind into willful sin is completely, totally, absolutely complete. All are sinners and will die in their sins unless they're redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
As Brother Wayne was closing this morning, I couldn't help but think about Romans chapter 10, verse 12. This verse states, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him." So although all humans are totally depraved and are under sin, there are also none that the Lord will turn away if they come and call on Him. There is none that He will not forgive if they repent and believe in Him. Well, our time is about up, but we want to make sure and invite you to attend services with us. We will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and then continuing at 11 a.m. with worship services. In the afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 4 p.m. and 4:30 worship services. If you'd like to learn more about us, you can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. You can also call and leave us a message with any questions, and our phone number is 636-673-2180. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the final message in the series on the total depravity of man.